From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama meets his Cuban counterpart Monday, Raul Castro, on the second day of his historic visit to the communist-run island nation. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. leader to visit Cuba in 88 years. He restored diplomatic ties with Havana last year. He arrived aboard the presidential aircraft Air Force One and was greeted by Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Mr. Obama took a walking tour of Old Havana and met with U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples, and for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
Mr. Obama is to meet Cuban entrepreneurs and members of civil society, including human rights activists, as well as deliver an address to the Cuban people. As the president arrived Sunday, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. These were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base of Lantabur, 40 kilometers south of Mogadishu, from two directions early Monday. On Sunday, Kenya's military said it killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes. A spokesman said 13 were killed and a mid-level al-Shabaab commander captured in Sarira in lower Juba region. He said another 21 militants were killed Saturday after they ambushed a military convoy. Spokesman said two Kenyan soldiers were killed. This is VOA News.